今天上午几位演讲和刚刚这个欧格诺斯基先生啊演讲都提到中国的情况。
Several keynote speeches this morning and Mr. Ognoski's speech just now mentioned China several times.
那么如何评价发展中国家应对气候变化政策的及其实践？那么我认为有这样三条应该是很重要。
And it seems to me that three points are very important in assessing climate policies of developing countries.
第一，是否把应对气候变化的政策作为本国的战略目标之一？
In the first place, whether developing countries regard effective response to climate change as their priority policy objectives.
第二，是否采取有效的方式应对气候变化，并取得明显的进展？
Secondly, whether they have taken specific measures to meet the challenges brought along by climate change, as well as whether they have already produced some good results.
第三，是否积极参与应对气候变化的国际合作和履行自己的国际责任？
Thirdly, whether developing countries are actively participating in international cooperation and seriously implementing their obligations.
大家都很关心中国应对气候变化的一些最新趋势。由于时间关系，我这里做两点基本的评估。
I think everybody is very much interested in to know how China's climate policy are implemented. So, but due to time limit, I would like to highlight two points.
第一点评估，应对气候变化，致力于建设生态文明，已成为中国发展重要战略目标之一。
In the first place, I would like to say that construction of ecological civilization in response to climate change has already become one of China's most important strategic development objectives.
这里我仅想讲这样四个例子来说明这样一个观点。
Four pieces of evidence can support this observation.
第一个例子，上个月刚刚结束的中共十七大明确地把应对气候变化、建设生态文明作为中国全面小康社会的战略四大战略目标之一。
The 17th National Congress of the China's Communist Party held last month explicitlyproposed that construction of ecological civilization should be one of the four most important strategic objectives of building up an all-round way of society.
第二，中国把节能减排的量化指标作为严格的约束指标。
Secondly, China has stipulated quantitative energy saving and pollutant discharge indicatorsas mandated indicators of economic and social development.
中国政府承诺从2005年到2010年这五年期间 GDP 单位能耗下降 20%， 污染物的排放下降 10%。
The Chinese government has committed itself to reduce the energy consumption per GDP unit by 20%and the polluting discharge per GDP unit by 10% between 2005 and 2010.
我们实施这个指标呢还不到两年，目前那么实施过程和我们原来预想有一定的差距。
It has only been 2 years since we apply these set of indicators to evaluate economic and social development. Of course, it is nowa great challenge for us to meet completely the objectives.
刚刚欧格诺斯基先生讲的恐怕这五年只能达到七，我想这个估计可能保守了一些。
it is Mr. Ognostsky mentioned that maybe we can reduce the greenhouse gas emission by 7%. I believe maybe if you mention 2020, this estimate may be somewhat pessimistic.
因为中国政府目前正在采取更严厉一些措施来努力实现这样一个目标，尽管这个目标具有相当大的挑战性。
Though these objectives are very challenging, the central government, the Chinese government, are making more and more efforts and existing more and more stipulations to realize the objectives they have set.
第三个例子，中国加快应对气候变化的法律法规的制定，例如今年刚刚就公布了中国应对气候变化的国家方案。
Thirdly, legislation and regulation in response to climate change have been speeded up. For example, just in this year, the central government has promulgated a national climate program which contains specific objectives, policies, strategies, action plans, and supervision mechanisms.
第四个例子，就中国进一步加强应对气候变化的相关体制和机构建设，成立了由温家宝总理任组长的国家应对气候变化的协调小组，统筹领导协调国家应付气候变化的重大事宜。
Firstly, in order to establish effective mechanisms to deal with climate change, the Chinese central government has already set up a coordinating mechanism, which is called Climate Coordinating Group, with Premier Wen Jiabao as the head, to coordinate all the efforts throughout the country in response to climate change.
我想做的第二点评估是，努力实现环境保护严格约束下的可持续发展。
Regarding the second point, I would like to highlight, mentioned a moment ago, that is specific measures to meet the challenges out of climate change. China is striving for a sustainable development on the condition that the environment is strictly protected.
大家知道，中国既是一个发展中的大国，又是一个经济体制转轨的大国。
China is a large developing country undergoing tremendous economic transition.
为解决经济快速增长与资源环境约束这个突出矛盾，实现节能减排的这样一个战略目标，中国正在努力推荐两件事情。
In order to resolve the conflict between rapid economic growth and constraints of resources and the environment on social, economic and social development, China is making great efforts in two respects.
一是推进经济发展方式的转变，尽快形成节约能源资源和保护生态环境的产业结构、增长方式和消费模式。
The first is to change or transform its economic development model so as to form a new industrial structure, new production mode, and new consumption model that help save energy and resources and that are environmental friendly.
二是呢，把环境成本列入价格形成要素中，进一步完善反映市场供求关系、资源稀缺程度、环境损害成本的生产要素和资源价格形成机制。
The second measure is to include environmental cost into all the elements making up the price to reflect supply-demand relation and scarcity of resources.
这里我用三个方面的数字呢来做一个说明。
Three examples will help us to see this effort clearly.
第一个数字，去年中国共有72万家企业接受了污染物排放的检查，其中3176家企业因污染问题被迫关闭。
In the first place, in 2006, 720,000 enterprises in China were examined for the discharge of pollutants, and 3,176 enterprises were closed due to the more discharge, over discharge of pollutants.
第二个数字，那么今年一到六月，中国电力行业关停小火电机组551万千瓦，钢铁行业淘汰落后产铁炼铁产能1140万吨，炼钢产能870万吨，水泥行业淘汰落后产能530万吨。
Secondly, in the first half of this year, small-sized power plants with total capacity of 5.51 million kilowatts and poorly equipped iron producers with total capacity of 11.40 million tons and were closed.
第三个数字，中国计划在最近几年将二氧化硫排污物价格提高一倍左右。
The third figure I would like to mention is that in the next few years, the charge or the levy over the discharge of pollutants will be doubled.
在我看来呢，气候变化既是一个环境问题，也是一个发展问题。
In my opinion, climate change is an environmental issue, but also a development issue to a large extent.
中国的政策和实践说明，一方面我们在积极地制定和实施应对气候变化的政策，一方面在全力转变我们的经济发展方式。
The general trend of China's climate policy shows that China is seriously responding to climate change faced dual purpose of economic development and environmental protection.
尽管中国在气候变化面临严峻的挑战和许多突出的问题，但是我相信中国能够有效地应对这些挑战，努力实现经济发展和环境保护的双重目标，以对人类应对气候变化的挑战做出自己的贡献。
Though China is confronted great challenges in terms of climate change and constraints of resources and energy, I'm sure China will be able to resolve all the contradictions and solve the problems to promote its economic development while protect the environment more strictly.
借此啊，对澳大利亚经济委员会举办这次议题重要的研讨会表示衷心的感谢。
To conclude, I would like to take this opportunity to express our great appreciation for CEDA to organize such an important conference on such important topics.
Thank you very much.